Hi, this is Magda Piskorczyk, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, Kansas City Online Radio.
Cancellation and your mind, oh, it's mine. I left my baby standing in a bigger cry. I left my sweet little baby standing in a bigger cry. Well, I never felt so sorry. The man was saying goodbye. That's why I said, Coco, mommy, babe, Coco, mommy, right. Coco, mommy, your mama like you did the other night. Crying out, ooh. Yes, I did. I'm going down to that lemon city. Sweet old Coco, mommy. I'm going down to the river. Yes, I'm going to sit low down and cry. I'm going down to the Mississippi River. I'm going to sit low down and cry. I let the mighty, mighty water. I let the mighty, mighty water. I let the mighty, mighty water wash my troubles down. Coco, mommy, baby, Coco, mommy, right. Coco, mommy, your mama like you did the other night. Crying out, ooh. I'm going down to the river. I'm going to sit low down and cry. Yes, I'm going down to the river. I'm going to sit low down and cry. I let the mighty, mighty water. I let the mighty, mighty water. I let the mighty, mighty water wash my troubles down. Coco, mommy, baby, Coco, mommy, right. Coco, mommy, your mama like you did the other night. crying out. Kokomo, baby, Kokomo, right? Kokomo, your mama like you did the other night, crying out. Kokomo, baby, Kokomo, right? Kokomo, your mama like you did the other night, crying out. I'm going down to that Lemon City, sweet old Kokomo. When you get back home, baby, write me a few lines. When you get back home, my sweet little baby, write me a few of your lines about a big consolation. Honey, you're my worry tonight. I said, Kokomo, baby, Kokomo, right? Kokomo, your mama like you did the other night, crying out. I'm going down to that Lemon City, sweet old Kokomo.
A Canada Goose Chorus.
Oh.
Wonderful. We supply that to all our guests. All our guests who come to the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Kansas City Online Radio, Radio Napa in Cyprus, podcast across the world. And we welcome Magda Piskorczyk together with the band. Thank you so much for coming. It's so good to see you. I've been playing your music on the show for about, I guess, 2.5 years now, since Eric, I think, first sent me one of your albums from then. Is this the first time you've been to England in that time?
Yeah, it is actually my first time in London and nearby.
And so what's brought you here? Why are you in London? Are you here because I know you were working at the Borderline Club, which is a good venue. So for somebody coming to London for the first time to do the Borderline is pretty prestigious. So yeah. Was it a good night?
Yes. It definitely. Wonderful people, wonderful spirit, you know. We had a marvelous time over there.
Now the band are from left to right. We've on percussion, drums and also congas. We've got Bartosz, is that correct? Yes. Then Ola on resonator, steel guitar.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Adam on congas and other things.
you brought
a selection of the things from the car. Now, I know you stripped everything down for this gig. So basically, if I saw you on stage, what would all be, what would everybody be playing? Would they all be doing kind of a bigger drum kit?
Normal drum kit. Mm-hmm. Bartosz is a drummer, but as you can see, he's
a
percussionist. Yes. Mm-hmm. No, it's not a compromise. Okay. I think he's just like doing it. So he chose those instruments by himself.
Yeah.
Adam plays on a... He has a lot of instruments.
Okay.
Yeah. Lot of instruments, but nice ones,
really.
So you have like two congas, djembe, cajon, bongos. And Ola is a normal guitarist, you know. She has only two guitars, three guitars and two amplifiers. We have a lot of stuff.
The material I've had, the CDs I've received from you over the years have covered a wide range of genres, everything from gospel to straight blues to electric blues. Is that just something that you sort of chop and change as the mood takes you, or do you have a plan?
Well, I don't have a plan, right. But I believe that the highest one has a plan for me. But I have a lot of things in my head, you know, as for the music. And for years I played by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I traveled by myself. And of course, I met a lot of musicians on the road. I played with a few ones. I tried to create a band with many musicians. But at that time, I wanted to play this kind of music for many years. But you need to meet the right people to do the right music. So now I'm very lucky to play with all these wonderful people, and that everything what is in my head, it goes out with the music, with the instruments. So
the music scene in Poland And does it have a big blues part of it, or is it wide ranging and accepting in all kind of new genres, or is it like, can it be kind of closed in sometimes?
The blues?
Yeah.
I don't really know that, because I'm the person who started with the blues. Mm-hmm. Of course, I love the blues, and actually the blues brought me to black root music,
yeah,
to African one. But I think that some of the people on the blues scene are close to only to the blues, mm, and to the small pops, you know, and they said, oh, we are so small scene, we need to be, you know, we need to keep together. But there are more and more musicians who wants to bring their music out of the blues scene. Mm. So, like, I played in many, many places, like supermarkets sometimes, with my music, of
yes,
course.
Mm-hmm.
But people laughed at me sometimes. Oh, you play there? So, you know, to play in there, it's not so wise. You need to play in a small club, you know.
Mm.
That's the blues is all about. I said, no. If you want to get people known into your music, you know, get into your music, you need to go to the people, yes? Mm. So now it's, I believe that the blues scene is more open now.
Hmm.
Polish blues scene.
Yes. And you travel very much outside of Poland into,
yes,
the rest of Europe.
Indeed.
Yes, yes. But
yeah,
this is the first time you've made it across the channel to,
yes,
England. Yes.
Yeah.
But hopefully you'll be coming back for more, I guess.
I hope so.
You opened with Kokomo. What are you going to do for us next?
Can Hit. Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Lying down on my bed.
my soul, oh Lord. Shook and he's gonna kill me, dear. Jake's alcohol, yes indeed. Always cheering by my soul. Because lonely women shouldn't have an easy road. Because lonely women shouldn't have easy road.
You're listening to Maggie Piskorczyk and the band on stage, on the top deck of a houseboat on the Thames with the sun is shining. How many albums? I think I've got four albums of yours now, including the one with, was it Billy, the guitarist from the States who came over? I should have...
Billy Gibson?
Yeah, Billy Gibson.
Afro Groove?
Yeah, that's right. So how many albums have you got all together out on, available? I think over four or five.
Five.
Over what period of time? So that first demo was how many years ago?
The first...
when you made the first the demo CD, how many years ago was that?
It was 2002, I believe. Mm-hmm. The first band I played with, mm-hmm. I was invited to the band, and we recorded a few songs. And I was singing at that time in a very funny way, you know? Like... like this, you know, with a growling,
yes,
growling thing. So I thought that blues is all about growling,
but because you are blessed with a voice which can go down to these deep octaves, haven't you?
Yes, indeed. But that was funny because I was, I don't know what I thought at that time, but really, really funny. Okay. We found out on the YouTube.
So that was then, because you believed you had to sing the blues that way.
I won't give you that one.
Okay, no, that's okay.
and I keep it secret.
So well, it's apart from it's on YouTube. We will find it. But so
not anymore.
Been removed.
Just kidding.
Okay. And so when did you discover the voice, if you see what I mean, or have the confidence to have the voice you use now? Was it a confidence thing, or was it?
I always had a low voice, you mm-hmm. know. I always sang in a choir when I was a child, even mm-hmm. As a second voice or the third one, but low. I mean, mm-hmm. low. And I even started. Now the news. You're the first one. I'm telling to. I sang.
I will keep it a secret. Yeah, Nobody else will know.
No. I sang in a band with a very very hard music. You know, mm-hmm. played like thrash metal or something like
yes,
that.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course, I discovered my voice that I had a low voice all the time, but still I worked on the voice, you know, like mm. everyone, I don't know, Ola practiced guitar, I practiced guitar, I practiced bass. I just developed the voice, you know, more deeper and more mm-hmm. higher, of course,
yes.
to make it...
give the bigger range.
Yes, the bigger range, mm. of course. It's like the other, any other instruments, yes, mm. I treat it like this.
And so for the next, the fourth, the... sixth album, the sixth and a half album, which will be coming out next year. Is the material already written for that in your mind?
Half of it, yeah. It is.
In the same direction as the ones we've heard before, or will you take us off at a tangent to somewhere different?
Some different part of the music, but not so far away from what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing I love to do.
And do the road miles you do and the concerts you do, does that influence things you write about and your writing generally? Or
I believe that life, yes, the people life, just makes me think.
Talking of creating with a band, what are you going to do now?
We're going to do African tune, actually. It's going to be a song from Guinea. It was written by Jelly Musa Javara. It's a wonderful kora player from Guinea. It's called Almani, and it is sort of my interpretation of this song. ¶¶
alma. Alma ni so wari tunana. Di alfa saya tuma. Nema farafina. Di alfa saya tuma. Alma, alma ni so wari tulala. Di alfa saya tumma nema farafina. Di alfa saya tumma. Tumma, wala tumma, wala tumma, wala tumma. Thank you. alma. Alma ni so wari chununa. Di alfa saya tuma nehma. Alma. Alma ni so wari chununa. Di alfa. Alpha Saya Tuma Wala Tuma Wala Tuma Wala Tuma Wala Tuma
That is magical. We were blessed also that no ducks and swans flew over the top and made a noise, and so it was perfect recording. The influence of Africa, of course, is great in the blues. Was it easy for you to sort of go into that and sort of do a number like this? Or
yeah, sort of. It was kind of a natural thing for me to do this kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, sometimes I sing it in a good way. I mean, the lyrics I know.
Yes.
The pronunciation sometimes is good because I ask the African people.
Yes.
But of course I'm not perfect. I don't know these languages. I don't speak them.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I know sometimes what I'm singing about.
Right.
So.
And which album is that off?
Excuse me.
Which album is that track off? Is that available on any?
No.
Of you? No, it's not.
No.
It's very special then.
Yes. Definitely.
Is that something which you're looking at doing? Perhaps an album of African roots music.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
If you are listening to this, dear listener, on the podcast or on FM across in Spain and in Cyprus, you need to come look at the video as well, because then you have to see Magda's face when she looks at me and says, well, possibly, really, yes. So, lots of albums available. A website to go to where people can get the albums as well. So where do people look to find you on the internet thing?
And my name, which is quite difficult to spot, magdapiskoczyk.com.
Yes. Nice. If you follow the links to raven.dj, mm-hmm. a little bit easier in some ways,
yes,
you will see the links to Magda Piskoczyk.
With your help, that would be better.
You've done the concert at the Borderline Club.
Yeah.
Have you got any more gigs here in UK, or are you heading back now?
We're going back to Poland right
mm-hmm.
now. But actually, we're going to play like two more gigs, and then in 8 days, we're... Ola and I were going to Taiwan
right.
to play blues over there.
That's nice.
So this is like, for me, it's a miracle, because I just thought about having a birthday party during concert. I never played a concert during when I had a birthday.
Right.
Everyone from the band had. But I said, Ola, I wish I could have a birthday concert, yeah? So now I have in Taiwan. And later on I thought, I'm going to, fly to London,
mm-hmm.
and then London appears. So it's
right.
like, I'm afraid to think of
what
my dreams. Yes,
yes.
What can...
Well, don't forget, you get three wishes, so you've had two, perhaps. There's one more to
yes.
go. Yes.
Okay, so I keep it secret for now. Yeah, but we're moving to Taiwan, and I wanted to say that the music brought me to... This beautiful places, because we're gonna play.
But Taiwan is unusual for as a venue. Are you big in Taiwan, as they would say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But actually, I was in Memphis 2005,
mm-hmm.
and I met a guy, American guy who lives there, actually, and he's a great promoter of blues music over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a musician himself. His name is DC Darpia, and he has his own band over there. And he wanted to get me on a blues bash in Taiwan since then.
Yes.
But finally, we can do it, so...
That should be a huge... It should be a huge experience because it'll be unusual.
Just for me, it's just amazing that the music can, you know, take you to so unusual places. Mm. I believe, but I saw recordings from those places, and they impressive, really
good.
So I'm looking forward to meet all these people.
It's been so good having you here.
Thank you.
And at the beginning, I thought I'm not quite sure how this is going to actually work in terms of the mixdown. But actually, already before I even fiddle with the knobs afterwards, it already sounds wonderful in my headphones.
Oh,
hope they've enjoyed it as much across the world. What are you going to finish with for us?
We're going to finish with the African tunes tune, actually. This time it's going to be in Tamashek language. It's a song written by Tina Rwin Band. And the band from Mali Desert, and I like to play this song because for me the Tina Rwin Band is especially the leader Ibrahim is a person who fights for freedom with the music and the lyrics.
I was lucky enough to meet him in Sinj in Portugal at the World Music Festival, and we interview him. Inspiring man. Yeah.
Did you meet him? Or
yes. Yeah.
He's an amazing person. Yeah. He's like a spirit, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
I taught him, and he was like, when we do it, we're doing clapping hands. You can hear it on a CD, Afro Groove, and I like to do it with the people, you know, because it takes people into the music and into everything what's going on. It's kind of amazing at the end. I like to do it at the end because this song particularly, because people clap their hands, you know.
Clever shall I have some my sucht la falla sul him clara schulle nut werden clara schulle nut werden ma hasama haligle a hasama haligle clara schulle nut werden clara schulle nut werden ma hasama haligle a hasama haligle.